It's a new season of Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television.
Without dance, I couldn't say that I would be the person I am today.
My name is Shruti Parthasarathy, and I am a Bharatanatyam or classical Indian dancer from Middleton, Wisconsin. Bharatanatyam is an ancient Indian classical dance form that originated from southern India thousands of years ago. And it essentially tells mythological tales of gods and goddesses. So it's kind of like a play, but with the musicality of dance into it.
That's just one of the stories in the new season of Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television. The seventh season kicks off tomorrow evening. You can see it every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time executive producer Judith Sears Poisson recently caught up with Wisconsin Life host Angela Fitzgerald and series producer Kelly Saran.
Kelly, tell us about the format of Wisconsin Life.
So Wisconsin Life on the TV side, because we are a partnership with radio, on the TV side, we basically produce stories year-round, kind of traveling around the state with our producers, capturing people's stories, capturing people's amazing talents, passions, even historical links. And we take those stories, we come back to the studio, we have Angela go out on location, experience some things on location, and then we come back and we put together a whole show that's kind of explores location, but then also gets to deep dive into people, these amazing stories we captured all year round.
And how do you find those stories?
We find those stories a number of ways. We have audience suggestions that come in, and I welcome anybody who knows anybody with an exciting story to always contact us. But otherwise, our producers do a lot of deep diving in the communities. Maybe it's local newspapers. Sometimes they're out and about in the community. Sometimes it's just kind of serendipitous, and we come across a story and we're like, wow, this hasn't been covered in the past, but it's happening in an amazing place up north. So really, it's kind of a collection of all, and we kind of work as a team to kind of bring these stories to the forefront.
And Angela, how do you see your role as host? What do you hope to bring to these stories?
Well, I see myself as a guide in storytelling. So as Kelly mentioned, the producers help to curate the stories, and I'm just leading the audience down the pathway of learning about the awesome people and places that make up our great state.
Well, let's talk about some of the stories we'll be seeing this season. Kelly, I want to start with Eric and Emily Kranz of West Bend. Let's take a listen.
I think part of what draws people to LEGO is this childlike sense of wonder about them. They're colorful. They'll make a beeline for something that is bright, almost as if it's flashing at them. My name is Emily Kranz, and I'm an unofficial LEGO Master Builder.
So an unofficial LEGO Master Builder. That's just great. Kelly, tell us more about them.
Yeah, so then right after that, we kind of learned that actually Emily and Eric had met online, and their online story is just very funny of how they met. And then they met online, and Eric actually turned out he loved Legos. And so Emily started to get into the Lego world, and together they started to build this. And their whole basement, their whole house is kind of filled with all these Lego like worlds. There's a huge Harry Potter world with moving Legos. It's quite amazing. And they actually go around the state, even around the nation, traveling, showing their exhibits with it. But it's kind of a love story that was brought to you by Lego, unofficially.
That's amazing. And I love that it's such a throwback toy. It's not a super high-tech something. It's Legos.
It is. Yeah. And what's funny about it, too, is you kind of have the adults who are really into it because they grew up with it. But then you have these kids that are coming with the generation. So it's something kind of families can all share. And it's funny that this family kind of was found their romance around building.
That's
sweet.
That's really sweet. And Angela, you get to go out and do a lot of fun things and meet a lot of amazing people. You got to do some water skiing. How did that come about?
Well, by doing water skiing, I need to clarify that I tried to water ski.
It is hard.
It is. I realize you have to have really strong core muscles, yes, and I think just confidence that you're not going to fall. But I definitely enjoyed my time with the Plum Skeeters water ski show team. So in addition to them doing a great show where they're doing all sorts of tricks and stunts, they take the time to teach people who are interested like myself. So they were very patient, and we tried a couple different scenarios to get me upright. Didn't really work, but I enjoyed the water. It was such a wonderful temperature. Like, I could have stayed in that lake all day. So it was great.
And they do things on water skis that most of us, I will venture to say, couldn't do on dry land.
Exactly. So I can do or handle snow skiing. I'm like, okay, are these transferable skills? And I quickly learned that no, other than getting the skis on your feet, that's the only thing that transfers between water and snow.
And Kelly, there's a really great story of a pretty amazing young athlete who's sharing her love for water skiing with others.
That's true. And so we ran into the story of Grace, and she started the nonprofit organization Graceful Wakes. And that really came from her mother had gotten in a car crash when she was a teenager, and she lost the ability to use her legs. And so they actually went down, and we can actually share the clip of kind of how Graceful Wake started.
Yeah,
and
then let's listen to that.
Grace and I and our family had the opportunity to participate in an adaptive clinic in Florida. It was a feeling of freedom and something so different than what I had ever experienced before, to be out of your wheelchair and gliding across the water. It was just an amazing feeling.
So that was like one of the highlights of my life, being able to share something that I love so much and be able to participate in it with my mom. After that experience, I realized that I wanted to provide that same opportunity and ability to water ski to other individuals with physical and cognitive disabilities. And so therefore, with the help of my parents, we founded the nonprofit organization Graceful Wakes.
Yeah, so it's a really sweet story, and you kind of see, my favorite part of that story is just kind of seeing the joy from people who normally they didn't think water skiing was for them, and getting them out on the water, and just that moment of joy we got to capture, and kind of Grace as a young adult doing things that as an adult I'm like, wow, this is in Wisconsin and this is happening right next door. I really wanted to share that story, and our producers did. So it's really sweet that Grace kind of found this way to connect with her mother, but then connect and share that joy with the outside world.
We're talking with Angela Fitzgerald and Kelly Saran right now. Angela is the host of Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television. The new season starts on Thursday, October 3rd at 7 o'clock. And Kelly Saran is the series producer for Wisconsin Life. And they are sharing some of the highlights, some of the many highlights of the upcoming season. And Angela, I have to say, you get to do so many fun things. I'm totally jealous. One was playing vintage baseball.
Yes.
Where and what was that?
So we played vintage baseball with the Menominee Blue Caps. And so what I learned a little bit during that time period was like kind of the history behind the attire and different traditions that they have. Like they don't wear any mitts or anything on their hands. So their ball, well, the ball we used at least was softer. I don't know if historically that was always the case. And they used different terms to represent what was happening in baseball. And so it was fun. I got to join the team. They are very supportive and encouraging, even though I'm not really a baseball player, but I hit something and got to run.
What I was going to say is I learned Angela can hit a ball, and she knocked it out of the park. I was thrilled as a producer.
Well, you know, I'm thinking we might need to get a Wisconsin Public Media softball team together.
Oh. Vintage.
Vintage. Of course. What do you know what has changed over the years in baseball?
Definitely the uniforms. So they were much more conservative back in the earlier time periods than today. That's a big thing. And using things like mitts are also very, very different, as well as the terms that I mentioned. And the umpire wasn't the umpire. He looked more like the Monopoly man. So all those sorts of things have transitioned over time.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see that segment. Kelly, what goes into producing a segment of Wisconsin Life?
Yeah, so there's a lot that goes into it, and it's kind of long lead work. So our producers kind of get their hands in the community. They really learn what stories kind of make it very compelling. So they kind of meet people. They learn about kind of what makes people tick, why they're doing the things they're doing, and then they try to come with a camera crew and try to get that translated on camera. And we try to be just kind of a fly on the wall, but we take that footage, we bring it back in-house, and then it takes about a week to edit each story and kind of fine-tune it. Everybody kind of comes together, and then once that story is done, we take it in the full show, and that takes several months to actually package our entire season together. So we'll be working hard until the end of the season in-house to bring you all of the 13 episodes that you know, but you can always visit wisconsinlife.org to kind of see the news story on TV, but also the news stories that radio puts out as well. So,
and Angela, I think your really deep love and affection for our state comes through every time that you're on the show. What have you learned about our state or about the people that make it so special in this season?
Well, this season, definitely, I got to experience a lot of different things that I have not before. So I can continue to be impressed by just the range of things to do, people to see, places to go that even folks who've lived here their entire lives had no idea that were present. So I consider it a privilege that as someone who's not originally from Wisconsin, that I get to show off Wisconsin even to homegrown folks. So I love that.
And Kelly, I love that the people that are featured in Wisconsin Life come from such different areas of the state, but also different age groups and with different cultural backgrounds. What gives you a lot of satisfaction in producing Wisconsin Life?
I think when I hear kind of the feedback after we get this, after we air the stories, and people get to see their stories and they're really surprised by themselves and kind of how their story really comes together, and they're so proud of it and they get to share it with their community. And I think that's where we hold the most pride, is that we get to really share what's going on that's so special and very unique to our state. But yeah, I think just the pride in knowing that we have the honor of telling people's story, I think what's rings home to me.
Well, Kelly, Angela, thanks so much for coming in, and can't wait for the new season.
Thanks, Judith.
Thank you.
Angela Fitzgerald is the host of Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television. Kelly Saran is the series producer. They talked to Central Time executive producer Judith Sears-Poisson. The seventh season of Wisconsin Life kicks off tomorrow evening and airs every Thursday at 7 p.m. on Wisconsin Public Television. You can also find past TV and radio Wisconsin Life episodes at wisconsinlife.org.